It's fine.
All right, hello.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Mute, and apparently you have to mute in Discord project.
All right.
Dang. Yo, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yo, what's up? What's good?
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, shut up.
Shut up, project. What is he doing?
All right, we're good.
Are you good?
Yeah. All
right. What's up, guys?
God, you are so cringe, bro.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's your Twitch run?
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 1 of Dumb Talk. Today, we're talking about anime. I got my friends Marcel and Project here.
Yes, sir. What's good?
You're supposed to say Dumb Speed Gaming.
Dumb Speed. Hey, what is it? AGX underscore Dumb Speed? Oh, that's what it was. AOG.
I got some topics here. And we're just going to dive right into it. So, right away, what do you guys think about the springtime list for the anime that's coming?
Good.
I like it.
I'd say there's a few good ones, but overall, it's not the best season.
I think there's a lot to desire from it because we've had this season that had Wonder Egg Priority. We don't talk about Redo's Healer. Horror Mia, Skate the Infinity, Jujutsu Kaisen was also pretty popular on this season. I think there's way too many good animes that came out in this season that makes the next season might not be as good as it. I think it's still going to be good, but I feel like compared to this season, this year at least, I don't think it's going to be as good because this season was just packed to the brim with all types of good stuff.
Actually true.
I'm looking on my anime list right now, and there are no specials coming out for spring of 2021.
I don't think any anime is gonna compare to
especially Jujutsu Kaisen,
bro. Oh my god, it's so good.
You have new series Nagatoro-san.
I can't wait for that.
That's the one we're looking forward to.
And stuff like that. But you also have things coming back. I think it's the second half of season 3.
My Hero season 5.
For that, I was reincarnated for a
second. Yeah. They're making a part 2, season 2, and also season 5 of My Hero Academia, and then also How Not to Summon a Demon?
How Not to Summon a Demon Lord season 2.
Yeah, that's what that's also coming out. I feel like this season though might have animes that are gonna be we don't really know much about them, but might be good. Like Horror Mio, for example, I feel like Horror Mio kind of came out of nowhere. But it was really, really good.
Horror Mia came out firing. It was really, really good.
I know the mangas were pretty popular, but no one in America really knew what that was, in my opinion. At least I didn't really hear much about it. So I feel like there might be a lot of animes coming out the next season that might be the same exact thing. We never heard of it, but it might be really, really good.
There's just a lot of the main focus of this season for 2021 has just been a lot of continuations. Because you have the final season for Fruits Basket that's gonna end. And you have season 2 of Megalobox, and we said before, with How Not to Summon a Demon Lord season 2, My Hero Academia, stuff like that. There's just a lot of continuations. There's some new ones, but they don't really look too promising.
Yeah, I agree.
But we all know what we're truly hyped for, though.
Nagatoro-senpai.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. I've been waiting for that, bro. Oh my god, I've been waiting for that for how long? 2 years, I think? No.
For what?
For a year now, Nagatoro Senpai.
Oh, yeah.
But also,
I'm really excited for N-Zero because it's it looks like it basically boils down to it's fairy tale in space.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I'd say more of a sci fi, more technologically advanced fairy tale.
It is a sci fi, it's an action, sci fi, comedy, adventure, fantasy, shonen.
Yeah.
God, that is very long.
That is a lot.
Hey, but did it lie though? Did it lie? Not really.
It didn't.
Do you guys know what's coming out for the summer?
Oh, it should be Maid Dragon.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused. Yeah, you're right. Is this a movie? Because so there's two slime things for the springtime and the
No. This one's part two of season two.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just like Attack on Titan season four. There's gonna be a second part for like I don't know, like next year or whatever, or 2 years from now. So yeah, this one should be part two.
There's nothing. There's just a bunch of okay. So what I do like about the summer season though is going to be a bunch of like new anime. There's not really. Besides, like, the time I got reincarnated from a slime. Yeah.
Dragon.
There's not going to be any, like, continuation. Oh, and I'm standing on 1,000 lives or 1,000,000 lives. That's about it. Because everything else I see here is, like, brand new. Like, Peach Boy Riverside. Like, I'm really excited for that.
No, I mean, I think there's some seasons, a few continuations. But there's also something I'm actually very excited for. Like, I would say, what's this one called? I don't know how to say it, but Tain Tei Wa Mo Shinderu. I saw the trailer for it, though. It looked interesting. I liked it. I liked the kind of story behind it, and I was like, I'm hyped for that. I'm very excited for that one to come out. That's, like, one of the few I'm also waiting for. And also, like, this one, I don't know the title of it. What? It's very long. Shino Nakama Janai to Yushu no.
let me translate.
Like what this looks like is like a random, a generic isekai. Just from, I'm not saying it is, but that's what it looks like.
It probably is.
Big titty elf girl. Let's just call it that.
This title is so long. Banished from the Heroes. Oh my god. Why is that? Okay, this is what it's about at least. Banished from the Heroes Party, I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. I was kicked out of the Heroes Party, because I wasn't a true companion. So I decided to have a slow life at the frontier. Is that like that's the title? Jeez.
Yeah, that's the title. The synopsis. It says a heroic and mighty adventurer dreams of opening up a pharmacy. Red was once of the Heroes Party. of the Heroes Party, a powerful group destined to save the world from the evil forces of Taraxon, the raging demon lord. Until one of his comrades kicked him out, hoping to live easy life on the frontier. Red's new goal is to open up an apothecary. However, keeping the secret of his former life may not be as simple as he thinks, especially when the beautiful Rit. What a name, Rit. Like an adventurer from his past shows up and asks him to move in. Asks to move in with him.
Wow.
Oh no, I saw that one on the when the Crunchyroll did their announcements for like the rewards. I think this is one of the ones that we're playing. I could be wrong though. But I think this was one of them.
I just saw in the summertime, Seven Deadly Sins is getting another movie.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with that, man. Like, Seven Deadly Sins is a really good show. I love it. But even though the story is really good, I feel like the animation kind of killed it for me in the season that came out, like before the recent one. Like, the animation just looked a bit like, compared to like the first two seasons, the third season just didn't look, you know. It didn't look amazing. Like, it looked a bit too story-based and not action-based. I feel like that kind of killed it for me.
I mean, I enjoyed it because I watched the Netflix version.
Before I get into what's later coming, either this year or next year, what do you guys think makes a good anime?
He's going to say that one that he always talks about.
What makes a good anime door roommate is... Something like that. Getting a genre and putting a big twist on it. So, like,
give an example.
Well, basically, basically, it's fantasy, but like dark as shit. Like, nobody's seen
like Rito of Healer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's something original, something that's new, something that's not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like the same.
Yeah, like the same shit over and over and over.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Big build up at the end and then it's just
over. Yeah, because anime does get really good put of it. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Like, and you see those generic anime like every season. It doesn't matter like when it is. You have your standard 12 episodes, and it's either just the generic isekai where the dude died and he's coming back and he's super overpowered or something like that. Like. Mm-hmm. I like something new. Like, I'm always gonna love like the generic stuff because there's just so much of it, but I love the new stuff even more.
Yeah,
I feel like Horimiya is a good example. I'm gonna milk Horimiya because god, it's Horimiya... so good. But like Horimiya is like an actual, like, it's a love story, but it's not like it drags on for 11 episodes and then they date on this episode, but you can't see how it turns out because it's over. They date in the middle of it and there's, you know, they're dating as it goes out. You see the relationship unfold. That's what we want to see. I don't want to see them drag each other on for 12 episodes and then the last like 5 minutes they're dating. I don't want to see that. That's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, if y'all actually like that, you're gonna like this one anime that I watched some while ago.
What's it called?
I forgot what it was. I think it was called like Scissors Girl, something like that. But it was about like this high school kid. He gets this obsession with this girl in his class, and eventually she finds out that she has he has like weird dreams about her and everything, and then like he asks her out, they get into a relationship and everything, and you know it escalates from there. It's like a good relationship anime.
Really surprised that I liked Horimiya because at first glance it just looks like just a normal slice of life anime, you know, nothing really grabbing me at first glance. But then I started watching it because Marcelo wouldn't stop talking about it. And I actually like really liked
it. I still haven't watched it.
You need to watch it.
Maybe. But oh, like, I remember what it's called. It's called Mysterious Girlfriend.
Mysterious Ex-Girlfriend? Is that what
it is? Yes, that one.
Isn't that the one where one of them gets like obsessed or gets addicted to the other one's spit or something?
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah, the saliva.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, I don't understand that. Like, it's crazy.
It's weird. No, anime? I mean, that's kind of like the whole thing. It's a mysterious girlfriend. She has some weird power or whatever. You don't know what it is, but you know, you just gotta, you know, find out. The main character has, you know, find out, you know, all about her.
Yeah.
And it needs a second season. It needs a second season. Like, honestly,
that sounds so whack.
It doesn't sound. It's actually good. Like, it's actually like wholesome as fuck.
What we've long awaited for.
What
is, this
Demon Slayer?
This later than summer season. So everything that's past this summer.
Rising Shield Hero.
Rising other Shield Hero. Dude, who isn't ready for that?
No. We're ready for Rena Grover season 2. Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Good. There's. I guess there's Don Machi. I'm ready for Don Machi. There's also the Demon Slayer Academy.
Goblin Slayer.
Yuzaki Chan.
Ooh, Goblin Slayer.
That was a part timer.
Yeah. Okay.
Rising, so, like, bro.
Let's take a second. Okay. When I heard that Devil was a part-timer is getting announced for season 2, I went crazy. Like,
let's be honest, we were all
like, everybody went crazy.
Yo, he went wild. Yo, he went wild.
Or people were upset about. But just to see this animated again makes me so happy. Because when did their first season come out? What, like 2013?
Like 2012. Came out a while ago, I think. If I check,
I'm gonna get on my phone.
The Devil is a part.
Oh, timer. By the way, there's the Chainsaw Man. That shit might be good.
Yeah,
I'm actually a little hyped for that.
I'm hyped for Chainsaw Man.
It's basically horny dude wants boobs, so he just rips demons to get boobs.
What?
That's basically like what happened.
Jesus Christ,
that's not good.
Like he literally asks the girl Well, can you let me touch your boobs if I kill this demon? And then she's like, yeah, all right. So he fucking goes on a killing spree.
That was a part timer. It came out in 2013. So it came out.
That came out in 2013.
Almost
right?
8 years ago.
Okay, then
much.
That proves my point. Just the animation alone, because the story, it's a little generic in a sense. But actually, no, I'm not even gonna say it's generic because it actually does take a pretty cool.
It's like the vice versa of an isekai.
Yeah.
kind of. It's like instead of going from Earth to magical, you're going from magical to Earth.
Yeah. I was gonna say that animation wise, this looks it looked like 2016. Like it looked really good. That's why people say like it was ahead of its time.
Because it looked kind of was
super like whichever anime studio animated this, like they just outdid themselves.
Yeah, who did? I wonder who did
actually. Oh, for which one?
That was a part-timer.
I don't think it was a MAPPA, even though they do everything.
Probably David Production? Was it? I don't remember. David Production does, you know. You already know which one it does.
The people who made, the company that made it, Studios, White Fox.
Oh, White Fox.
They made ReZero and also Kami Ga Kill and Goblin Slayer. Oh, yeah. Kind of makes sense then. They made a few ones.
Have you guys seen Date Alive?
I
have seen
Date Alive. I watched that longest time ago.
Yeah, same. So it's getting a season 5?
All right, hold on. I got to get my phone right now.
Okay, perfect. If I'm going to be honest with Date Alive, it's an anime that was good at the start, but then kind of fell apart slowly.
Good at the start and fell apart.
Like the first season, I liked it. Second season, it was good, but I started in like in third season was just all over the place, man. I couldn't get that. Honestly, couldn't keep up at times. It was like, what is happening? But
oh yeah,
okay.
So season 4.
I hope it's good because they really need to make. If that's not good,
there's no synopsis for it. Yeah, it just says 4th season of Date Alive.
If that isn't good, honestly, just stop making Data Live animes.
You know what they could do though, because they can just make so many girls for the MC that they could do is pull a Fate and just never die.
That is true. That is very true. That's possible, because that is the biggest harem anime I will ever watch. But it's like 10.
I was basically crying when he told me that Misfit of Demon King Academy is getting the season 2.
Because, yeah, I saw it on YouTube. I was looking through YouTube because, my YouTube is filled with it's filled with community stuff now. I was scrolling through it and I saw Misfit of Demon Academy. I'm like, why is that here? And I clicked on it and it said season 2. I'm like, oh, season 2. Yeah. I know who's gonna be hype for it. So I just instantly went to you. I woke up, I saw it, I instantly DM'd you.
Cannot wait.
I can't wait for Rent a Girlfriend season 2 as well.
Rent
as
a Girlfriend all the ones. Season 2 is going to be, at least in my opinion, it's going to be my third most anticipated continuation of an anime later on. It's only third to first, obviously, being Mr. Demi King, but second is Our Fruita. That was an anime. It was like an isekai, but like an entire classroom gets to another world, and the dude gets betrayed by one of his classmates. So,
Project, are you on your phone right now? It's echoing so bad.
Yeah,
I was so delayed. Jesus Christ. Project.
Yo, you good?
Are you in a car? Project, why are you in a car right now?
Alright, I guess we'll just join in when he's ready. What was I gonna say? Oh. So basically, that was like my 3 hop hype anime.
I agree. I can't take this seriously right now because what is Project? Project, mute your mic or something, bro. Yeah, are you in the car right now?
Yeah, y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can hear you, but like, can you mute your mic for 2 seconds?
What the fuck?
You have music on, bro.
dude's got the Hispanic music in the background, bro.
No, but it was pretty good.
Why are you on your phone, Project?
It's a party.
Well,
and I'm not coming to screen, okay. Though.
Huh?
Not going to scrim.
No, scrim's having is gonna be later.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get back to what we're talking about.
What were we talking about?
Anime.
Talking about continuations of animes. Yeah.
I know Project X headed for a Tiger Bunny.
Oh, yeah. I gotta rewatch that. That was a very good.
What is it even about?
It's about superheroes. Oh. It's about superheroes. Basically, those two guys are like they're like crime buddies, and they have to like fight like some evil dudes. I forgot what most of it was about, but it was very, very good. I guess you'd call it shonen, but like the dude's like fucking 30.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it's about superheroes.
You know? It's classified as superpower mystery comedy action.
Yeah. It's good.
So I just call.
It's good. I like it.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Dr. Stone has no business being that good. I'm gonna be completely honest, bro. Like, blew me out of the water.
It should not be this good. I don't think an anime can have animation like that and still have an amazing story like it is. Like,
yeah, it's not even just the animation can be like, you know, flash animation for all I care. Because the story alone, like, oh my goodness. Like,
hey, maybe we're overrating it, but I don't care about overrating it.
You saw the last two episodes, right?
Obviously, I did, okay. Yeah.
So, what episode just came out?
11.
11?
I mean, 10. 10, 10, my bad.
Okay, so episode 9, you know, like when they're...
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, spoiler alert. But when they're like... Let me bring it up for myself. When they meet... Is this where they... Yeah. Where everybody else... Like, where the Kingdom of Science meets... you know, Tsukasa and his right.
Yeah, hand. Yeah.
You know, tensions were so high. Like, I was on the edge of my seat. My heart was racing. I didn't know what to expect.
Kenju brings a plane. Yeah. Like, out of everything that I was expecting,
boys,
I was not expecting a plane.
We gotta try that out.
Literally, just watch every episode of Dr. Stone, and you have like 40 science experiments ready to go.
Yeah, we get our doctor's degree.
But what I was going to say is, where is it? So, yeah, episode 9, you know, like, it was really good. You see a different side of Tsukasa that you never really thought you would see, and I really like that. But I forget the guy, his, like, right-hand man, the guy with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, like, took off his mask. Yeah. To look
Hyoga,
at the,
Hyoga.
Yeah, Hyoga, Hyoga, that's his name.
He took off his mask to look at the... explosion, and he thought it was like the most, you know, he said how magnificent, he thought it was the coolest thing ever, and I was like, okay, he actually opened his eyes and took off his mask, that's pretty
over
cool.
An explosion,
and I was like, you know what, maybe we'll see more character development. But then right away at episode 10, you know, boom, he double crosses them.
I think I know what that is. I think they try to throw off the reader, making you believe that, you know, he was actually going to, you know, change. But nope. Did a big switcheroo. And he went bad guy.
It was a pretty decent plot twist, though, in my opinion. Yeah. It threw me off.
Yeah. I mean, I say it was good.
And then, right at the end of the episode, Mans gets electrocuted.
By a taser. Like, out of everything, a taser, man.
I don't know if he died. I don't think he's dead.
Nah, he just got burnt alive.
He just got annulled.
That's a One Piece reference. Yeah, exactly. That's a One Piece reference. One Piece reference.
And then it's like,
also, can I talk about real quick before we get to another topic?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't gotta talk too much about it. But what anime is getting a second season? I saw one that was, and y'all don't watch it. I'm like the only one who actually watches it here.
What?
I'm trying to find it real quick. Hold up.
I was just gonna say that, like, just seeing like Tsukasa and Senku like white working together and fighting together, like that was just really, really nice.
I do have a question about that though. Like, what made Tsukasa actually go like his dream of being like having a primordial civilization, like
he got away a little bit. Because, like, he's not, like, it's his whole thing isn't, like, trying to have a primal civilization. It's more, like, the strong are more valued, but also he wants to get rid of like all the criminals and stuff like that. But I think he basically threw most of that away when Senku started talking about he joined him.
No, I mean, no, the reason why he's doing it is because he wants a world that can be good for his sister. Because, you know, he's gonna be the strongest no matter what. And so in that world, he can do whatever he wants for his sister if he needs to. He said it too, like, he's not gonna stop trying to like make his world. They're only in the truce right now. They're not like, you know, friends. They're just in the truce right now. I feel like they're gonna probably, you know, try to go back to it again. I guess Tsukasa can't because he's dead or about to die. But I honestly feel like, at least at the moment, like, the reason why he's doing it is because he just wants, you know, his sister after. I don't think there's nothing else to it. He just wants his sister alive. I mean, that's why he's doing all this in the first place.
How did he find his sister's body? How? Wasn't it?
Because she was buried under the hospital, I guess.
Yeah, that was a big surprise. And I kind of... Like, I love the show, obviously, but I kind of don't like how they go from his sister being in the hospital, saying, oh, yeah, it might take some time for them to find her. They walk, what, 2, maybe 5 feet away from where they were?
Boom. They walk to the hospital, and then they walk to the hospital and then dig for, like, a day, or, like, half a day, I mean, and then he finally found
her. Like, see, like, a little bit more of them, you know, traveling together before, like, because that could have been, like, your... Well, obviously, it's not halfway because, you know, we're on episode 10 of season 2.
Yeah,
that could
have been a
halfway arcing story of what's going to happen next. But if it gets renewed for season 3, then hopefully it will. Then you have more to go off
hopefully.
On. But
like what about the other people, though?
Like, the episode 12 could have been, like, the big boom, we found her.
Episode, there's only 11 episodes, actually. Next week is last episode of Dr. Stone.
And,
wait, but what about the other people in the hospital?
I guess they're just gone.
I mean, they don't care about them, bro. They only care about one person. All right, real quick. We'll get into another topic. I think you want to. Let me just talk about real quick because nobody else likes this here. But Bofuri is getting a second too.
I was going to say, before I started talking about Dr. Stone, that I might crack and watch it. You know, my steel.
I'm telling you, it's good, bro.
My steel armor's cracking, and I have to watch Bofuri. Because I'm thinking, like, I keep thinking about watching it. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to like it or not.
Wait, but which one? Which one?
YouTube video of, like, somebody Cannon! Breaking
Hold
it
up.
Down.
Wait a second. Hold up.
Okay.
Which anime?
Bofuri. There we go.
What?
Okay. I watched a YouTube video of somebody breaking it down. And they were talking about how broken she is because she's, like, a walking, like, just a broken piece
Think
of
about
game.
This. Think about this. You're pretty much watching Demon Misfit Academy. That's her. She's like the demon in Demon Misfit. She is the demon lord. She is a god of all calibers, and it doesn't make much sense. I agree. But it's not the fact that story makes sense. It's just the fact that it's low-key funny, and it's low-key stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But in like a good way, not like a bad way. I think it's good.
Bofuri came out around the same... I don't know if you saw it, but I think the anime was called Infinite Dendrogram. Or something like that, but what
I've never heard. Yeah,
what I like never that anime, this. But what I really didn't like about it is, so you know you have you know the anime that made Isekai really popular was Sword Art Online, and you have that, and they're all stuck in the game for like a season, right? And they're allowed to be like super dramatic about things. Because I was wrong. That really does affect them. What I didn't like is how serious. They took the game an Infinite Dendrogram because, you know, they could just log in, log back out. They thought that, like, if somebody did this one thing, it's going to change the world forever, you know? And I get that, like, sometimes games can be, like, really intense like that. But it's just, like, it was kind of annoying because, like, I didn't really get that. They just made it dramatic for no reason.
I'll tell them it for you, bro. They got to make it as intense as possible.
Have you guys seen, it's this anime called,
It is. It's just the way it is.
Line or something like that?
Never heard of that in my life.
It gives me the online junkie vibes.
What'd you say, Project?
It gives me the junkie anime vibes.
Junkie anime. The you know what we should do? Getting to our next topic, if we have another
one. We should.
Before I gotta tell Dom this.
Can it? Wait a second.
Dom.
What?
What do you think about the 5 episodes that you watched?
The 5 episodes I watched?
Yeah.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna continue watching it.
Tell me what did you like about it? What did you like about it?
I like the animation. I thought I wasn't gonna like the animation, but I really liked it. Even though it's a bit
okay. What are we talking about now?
No, Project wanted to know like what I thought about the first 5 episodes of One Piece.
Yeah, because now I'm starting to watch it, and I'm starting to watch Black Clover.
Yes.
2 episodes in. Gonna watch them later. But I'd say it was actually good. I liked the first episode really, really much. Mm-hmm. I mean, the second episode, it was a bit,
you say you like it, right? Do you have a problem with how, I guess, loud Asta is?
Not really. I just have a problem of what makes him do the stuff.
Makes sense.
Like, why does he have to be so, like, optimistic all the time? Like, I don't know.
I mean, that's just, like, your standard. If you put, like, Asta and Naruto, like, side by side, they're, like, the same character.
Yeah, it's like a typical shonen MC, bro.
Except that Asta just fucking screams on the top of his lungs.
Yo!
That's literally it. But, on to our next topic, though. What do you guys think? I know you might not have seen any, but what do you guys think about, like, Chinese animation? Or just, like, other anime besides, like, Japanese and certain Western anime?
Bagel Girl.
I actually did watch, you know, like, American. I know, like, some American companies have made anime, Avatar. And also, like, some... that's a perfect example. But also some Chinese... You know, obviously, Chinese anime is a thing, too. Yeah. Some of the animation in Chinese, like... That Chinese people make, some of it is like, you know, obviously CGI, some of it is like a bit budget, but some of it is also like good. I like some of the animation. Some of it is like, obviously it's like obviously like a mix, it's like a hybrid of what they think what it should be in their culture, but also it's still, you know, mixing the anime, the Japanese anime mix of it. But honestly, I'm fine with it. Like, if they want to do it, go right ahead. It's kind of good. I don't watch much of it, but if I were going to, I don't think I'd be mad.
I'm gonna give you like straight up. I'm gonna give you and everybody listening 3 really good Chinese anime. I can't give you like, I can't say too much about Bloodivores because I haven't finished it yet. I've only got about episode 2 or 3. It reminds me of Tokyo Ghoul a little bit. Another good one is Killing Bites, and basically it's like Pokemon. But like, kind of, it's like dark Pokemon. So it's not, it's like Pokemon in the sense where some dude, you know, has to collect. It's only one person that he gets, but it's like everybody around him has like their one dude or one girl where they have like superpowers or something like that, and they make them fight each other.
Fates the Night.
Huh?
What?
Fates the Night.
What?
Fates the Night.
I don't know what you're saying. You sound stupid.
Fate Stay Night. Do you not know what that is?
I never. Wednesday night.
Fate Stay Night, not Wednesday night.
Fate Stay Night. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, okay, Fates. Yeah. Not like Pokemon. It's like Fate. It's, you know?
Yeah. Fate. Fate. My ears
you
are bad.
You have your normal people, and then you have the people, like, you know, they're with the superpowers, and they just fight each other.
Jojo.
Yeah, okay. It's something like Jojo. But basically, Killing Bites is like that. But the people that are fighting are like... They're government weapons because the government like wanted to crossbreed, not like make, you know, people do it with animals, but like genetics, like cross genetics.
Or to give them
like
stains.
people and animals. And I really liked it, but I hate, like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but I just hate the ending. It's like one of those anime where it's like you work so hard for something and then you just take everything away.
Yeah.
I love those. Those are so fucking good.
Like, and actually, then the last one that I recommend the most when I talk about Chinese anime is King's Avatar. Okay, it's the dude. Only it's the only esports anime. It has a live action on Netflix, and the live action is ahead of the actual anime, and it's better than the actual anime, in my opinion. But the anime goes more in depth in explaining the game. But it's basically so you guys all know Faker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so take Faker, give him 6+ years of knowledge on a really competitive MMORPG. He gets kicked off T1 as the when he's like the team captain. And basically, he can't play in competitive pro play for a year till when he comes back. So while he's doing that, he's basically just popping off in game against the highest rated guilds and players, and like everything's just like easy for him. And he just comes back like a god. But it's not like your standard. The main character is overpowered and nothing matters to him. Like it goes really in depth because sometimes those are actually like really good anime to watch. But yeah.
Sometimes OP done right.
Basically of Demon Academy, but like in esports.
It's like that. It's like Demon Academy with esports, but it also is like why everything makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not like it's not just like where you have the MC Anos from Demon King Academy. You just clap someone, talk about it for 2 seconds, and then you never hear anything else about it. Like everything goes into that. And then, so our second to last topic, it'll be a quick topic, obviously, and so will the last one. But what happened to Fire Force? It just ended in the summertime, and then Fire Force anime. The rest of that season, or if that season ended, and there's gonna be
the season's finished.
I never watched
it.
Season two ended, right?
Second season, yeah, it ended.
So then, like, there's so much stuff we haven't even seen. Like,
I honestly haven't seen Fire Force talked about. It kind of just fell, it just fell away. Like, I didn't, like, that's me, but like. First season was really hyped up. Everyone was talking about second season. I didn't hear much about it. Like, they weren't really talking about it. Like, being the best or anything. Kind of just...
I think I know the main.
Boy, you lagging like a Zoom call.
It was the damn fan service. The fan service. That's what destroyed it.
That's probably a factor.
The fan service and Fire Force just completely destroyed all the hype for a second season.
I mean, there's a mini arc, like halfway in season two, where I forget what her name is, but it's the girl who's like a cat, not like she's not like an actual cat, but like her fire gives her like cat abilities or something like that, and it's the same. It's that one girl who like for somehow always finds a way to get naked by accident, and she there's like a little mini arc where one of the characters. That she defeated somehow by accidentally getting naked, like because he just got like super horny or whatever. There's a whole arc about him trying to build up tolerance to that, and it's like, what is this? Like,
that sounds so stupid.
It is stupid. And then he does all this build up to have a tolerance not to get super excited about looking at naked girls or whatever, and then it happens again, and he just gets clapped. No, he doesn't get clapped. He just walks away. Or passes out, something like that, which is really stupid.
If the arc is really like that, and if it went through anime, then I'd say it would just be filler. Just make it filler, dude.
That's like the bad kind of story writing you'd see in like a hentai, Like it's just stupid.
No, you don't know what's good. Man. You know what's the good stuff?
Hmm.
Can we wrap this up? No, I'm kidding.
I will say though. Okay, so for another topic,
what?
Why is X-Arm still a thing?
I really want to see a remake.
Who
of it,
let X-Arm happen?
I don't know.
Okay, y'all know that the animators for that whole fucking studio were like completely new. They've never done it before.
I know they've never done it before because they have like a game. Animator, a movie guy, and then something else. Like, they put all these like directors and animators together who don't fit together. There's a
scene... But here's the thing though. Wonder Egg Priority was also made like that. People haven't produced, those people haven't produced an anime before. But if you compare X Arms, the story, I mean, the story is good. Don't get me wrong with that. But the if you compare the animation to X Arms and then Wonder Egg Priority, bro, it's like literally a 180. The Wonder Egg Priority's animation and just story is so good. I feel like I'm so sad. I feel so bad for the X Arms, the makers of X Arms, because the story I heard was really good. But the animation is just, it's like Ruby. But it's even worse than Ruby. You just can't get past it.
Don't disrespect Ruby.
Ruby.
I mean, okay, Ruby, the first three seasons were bad. You have to admit that.
Oh, I forgot to say, later in 2021 or 2022, don't know when, forgot to say I was really hyped that the last arc of Bleach is getting.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard everyone going crazy about that.
No, because you don't understand, but Bleach is insane.
I mean, I watched the movies and some of the show. I know it's good. I just can't get past it. I know it's good, though. Don't get me wrong. I know it's a
little mini topic.
I haven't watched Bleach, dude.
How many years? Like, yeah, this is a little mini. I don't even know if it's going to end or if it did end, but how many years do you think it'll take for Fate to end? If it hasn't already.
Another, like, 20.
Probably never. It probably will never fucking. It's never going to end. There's always going to be some sort of spin-off, like.
When the world like blows up,
that's what
they're gonna be like. There's gonna be like the Megas in a spaceship and just producing here you go, aliens. You can watch this.
And if we can't figure out any more ideas, we need the same season for everybody's gender bins. Boom. This is your season 26.
Dude, Fate is just repeating at this point, bro. It's just annoying.
Yo, Fate Apotheca was just fucking disastrous. I did not
That's the only Fate one that I've actually watched and liked, though. That's the thing.
The originals is way more better than that shit. It's just my opinion. It's just so garbage.
Half of, like, the shows that Fate has, if you try to watch it chronologically, most of them either don't make sense or just don't fit. Or you don't even need to watch.
Dom. Maybe just watch Fate U and Fate Stay Night, and that's it. You're done. You don't need to watch anymore. Just watch those two, and you're done.
Makes sense. So the story.
You don't gotta watch the old one that goes back like fucking like 10,000 years in the past. You don't gotta watch that.
The story for X Arm is basically in 2014, Akira Natsume seems to have seems to almost have a phobia of electrical devices while also being very good at diagnosing them. He resolves to change himself for the better and to get a girlfriend like his older brother did. But then he suddenly dies in an accident. Years later, a policewoman and her android partner retrieve and activate a highly advanced AI super weapon called X-Arm and put it into full control of their ship. As a last resort, turns out the AI is the dude who just died's brain. That's kind of interesting.
So it's the brother. It's the brother's.
No,
brain.
It's not the brother's brain. It's the guy. It's the MC's brain.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. That someone there gets me hyped. It actually gets me hyped.
I can see how
it happened. It sounded pretty interesting.
It actually sounded interesting.
But the animation, bro, you can't get past the animation. Have you seen the first episode? I went through like 3 minutes of it. Bro, it was literally 2D and 3D animation,
yeah, like,
bro.
It's that's the biggest thing. Like, I understand bad 3D, I'll watch it. I understand bad 2D, I'll watch it. But how are you going to have both of them in the same thing and then have them conflicting with each other?
It's just the way it is.
It'd still be bad. Like, they're both horrible.
I literally watched the first 15 seconds of, like, episode 6 or 7, and I just immediately just got out. Like, I'm like, no.
Yeah, like,
I literally left the picture laughing my ass off after seeing the animation.
People can only get past so much bad animation.
I think I also heard, though, from, like, apparently, like, from other people, they have some, I'm not from other people, I saw, they have some good voice actors also. I forgot who, but they got some, like, ones from, like, animes that we like. Like, and the voice actors can't carry it enough for
right
the animation.
I'm checking the main character's voice actor. Let's see what he has under his belt. All right, I'm already upset of that he can't carry this. So they got the MC from Agami ga Kill.
Yeah.
Told you.
Tatsumi.
Oh, by the way, the voice actors literally tweeted once about this about this fucking show and like never talked about it again.
Oh, Project, this one exactly. For you. So, yeah. And you know Black Clover, you know the other MC, I guess?
Yeah.
That's this guy as well for the MC of X-Arm. Damn. He's Hermes and Don Masi.
He also voice acted Tadashi from mm-hmm. Haikyuu, Yamaguchi,
Who else? Anything else?
I don't know why it's so weird.
He did the smartphone.
I like Isekai the one. It's really stupid. I just like how goofy it is, but I like the smartphone one.
I
he voiced somebody in JoJo Part 5.
Oh, who was it?
It was Vinegar. It was Dopio Vinegar.
Oh, Dopio, yeah, Dopio best boy.
he voiced somebody in Irregular, Mantua High School. Like me, he also voiced somebody in what is this? Oh, never mind, wrong
I'm
thing.
I'm looking at the female lead voice actor. I'm not seeing. Oh, I'm kind of disappointed. I didn't see anything notable.
Blend? What do you mean? Oh, Blend wait, S?
Never mind.
Blend S, a race.
He was in
bro, what?
The MC. Well, the female MC.
Erased ending.
Yeah. Also, Demon Slayer 2.
Yeah.
She was Nezuko.
I haven't seen it, but
I said like she has some things under her belt.
She voice acted somebody in Classroom of the Elite or High School of the Elite. I forget which one that is.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I like the one.
Yeah,
like all these voice actors are good. They have things under the belt. It's just that they're based under such a terrible animation company.
I didn't even realize she voiced the main female role in Inspector. I actually really like that anime. But jeez.
Like, I'm not even kidding. One of the producers of X-Arms, they made animes like Konosuba, Data Live, Rising of the Ship.
Wait, seriously?
Click on it. I might be wrong. I'm clicking on my animes, but go to X-Arm and look at one of the producers. The first one, Nippon Columbia, they made the animes that we love. They made those.
Are you kidding me? Because they cannot have let that slide.
And this is what they come up with. Plunderer?
Obviously, that is one of the producers. But some big animes, you know, have multiple producers. But it's like, still, you can't have an anime this bad. We have producers that can make things like this.
Gendogram, yeah, the first producer that you see, what is this, the Columbia one? Yeah.
Yeah,
half
yeah.
Half of the anime that are in here, no, more than half the anime that are in here I've watched and I've loved.
And they're all amazing.
And then
like,
some new anime too. Like, who?
Yeah, I don't understand. Wrong? Like, how do you do this? Well, what went wrong? I think the director
went wrong. And Assassination Classroom, and Beastars.
Yeah, like you see, bro. Like,
the Great
Beastars, bro,
DNA.
Is such a banger, bro. I mean, obviously, like those animes have like a lot of producers though, but they still helped making them. Like, I don't understand. Like, how do you go wrong having such good producer companies like this?
We gotta wait for the Blu-ray DVD release.
It's a different breed, man. I'm telling you. Like it's the thing. It's the studio ruined it. Producers, you can have the amazing producers, but the studio ruined it, man. Like
the third
what
one.
Is Visual
oh
Fright?
God.
No one heard of this before.
Makes me even more sad because listen, 2D. The third producer has worked on Death Note, One Punch Man, My Hero Academia, Tokyo Ghoul, Naruto, Hunter x Hunter.
Naruto,
Demon
Hunter.
Slayer,
all like all the good
name,
ones.
Name, Blue Exorcist, name.
Haikyuu, Food Wars, Doctor Stone, Assassination,
like the first season.
Black Clover, Jujutsu Kaisen. They made all these, bro. They helped produce all these good ones, but then it's still so bad. Like I don't.
They literally made your childhood. And they made this.
They literally made our childhood, and they made our right now.
And then. What producer? What's the studio? Visual Flight.
What happened?
Okay, so it's the studio then. Yeah, it's not the.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, the producers don't matter. It's the studio that made. That's why it's bad.
But
how I'm saying, like,
producers sign off on this because I'm sure they had to see like some of the final
they should have at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're a bunch of retards, but they had to have some
exactly.
type of say in the animation because there's no way they did.
Maybe they were like, all right, let's do this to troll the fuck out of
like, people. If I was them, there was, like, if I saw this, I would say, I like the story, but there's absolutely no way I'm going to let this go with the animation. I'm sorry.
Oh, Dom's like, gonna be mad,
bro. Like the like they like this the third. I think the third company like Shueisha. I think that's how you say. They made all the good ones, pretty much all the popular ones. They helped produce them, I should say. But they're just so bad. Like like how do you manage to do that, man? Like it doesn't make any sense.
You won't like Dom when he's angry.
I don't like me now.
Dom, right, Dom, then, I go crazy.
I'll give you guys the last topic.
Go crazy.
Before I end. So,
all right, last topic. Let's
go. I think we all here reread webtoons, right? And I don't mean like you know, things you find on the web. I mean like actual. We read webtoons, right?
Excuse me, this is my room.
Toon makes webtoons. Okay, I read them all the time. This is my room.
Shut up. That's not the webtoon.
No, it is. It is.
It's not. What I was gonna say is, what webtoon? You're gonna say right now? If you could give me three webtoons, like actual webtoons, three of an anime adaptation.
This one has live action, but what's it called? Oh, let me check real quick before I look. Sweet Home deserves an anime. I think it already has a live action, but the anime will be good because the story is just amazing and it is just a good, it's a good one. Another one that I think deserves an anime is Weak Hero. Weak Hero Go Hard. It's like an anime about some kid who's built like me, skinny as ever, but it's like he uses his resources to just beat up pretty much anybody.
I like resourceful characters.
Like he beats up anybody. That's what he is. He's a resourceful character. Like, and then like he has this weird power up that if he gets like really mad, he like pulls out something. He just starts beating people up. Like he doesn't even need to use much around him. He just like punches them and he just get knocked out or something. Like he's a good character. I would love to see an anime because the art style, if you want to look at it, it's amazing. The art style is so good. It's like it's like a 90s type of art style. But like I feel like if they like adapted that, like 90s art style with like, you know, like the few like obviously like the present animation we have. That might be a banger of animation wise and story wise. I already love it. And then third one, it's obvious, Unordinary.
Yeah,
I think everyone agrees with that. But it needs one. It needs one. Like it's really good.
In my opinion, it deserves it's like the reverse, but also darker version of My Hero. If you really think about it,
it is darker.
Obviously, so I already said Unordinary. My second one would have to be Down to Earth. I don't care what anybody says. Down to Earth is a lovely webtoon,
man.
It may listen,
whatever,
listen.
Man.
Maybe it doesn't have enough like episodes because there's only what 60. Maybe it doesn't have enough for like a whole anime, but story wise, just alone, I just love it.
Yeah, it is good. I agree.
I really do. And then my third one. I have four, but Marcel got me onto the third one. I love Spells from Hell. I really, really do.
Bro, it's so good. Oh my god.
It's like another such a banger. Another such a reverse banger. Isekai. Actually, you know what? Have you seen Stars versus the Forces of Evil? It kind of reminds me of that. And I like it. And then
it does a bit.
My fourth one would be Let's Play. I love Let's Play.
Fourth one.
Yeah, I know I said.
They already have one, actually. They already have an animation of that. They made an anime of that. Like the first, I think, like 12
of
episodes.
Let's Play?
You can look it up. I'm pretty sure it's on the Webtoon channel. It's good. I like it. Wait. It's solid.
Okay, end it here and go watch it.
What? Wait, Project. I already know what Project's going to say, but what's your top three Webtoons that should get an anime? Or web novels, I guess.
I literally have not read any. So, I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. The only one I read was, excuse me, this is my room.
That's not a webtoon.
That's literally the only one I've had to read. Other than that, probably just...
Oh my gosh, Marcel, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I told you. That's going to be huge. Good.
I like that. I like the animation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pretty good, this opinion. Reminds me of the animation, at least the part that I'm looking at. This reminds me of... like some of the DC animations you see from like their superhero movies.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. What do you think about the new Yasuke? The new Yasuke anime.
The new what?
The Yasuke anime.
What is that?
It's that? The first African samurai.
Oh, did that come out already?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh. Yeah. Nah, it's getting a teaser. Yeah. It's getting teased though.
It's gonna be.
I think it's cool that they're finally doing something like that.
Six episodes though, so it's gonna be short, but it's gonna be good.
I don't care if it's gonna be good.
I think that sounds
good. And it's made by MAPPA. It's gonna be made by MAPPA too.
Oh, nice.
Listen, even though it gets annoying at times, it's black representation. I'm gonna like it no matter what. Sometimes I don't like it though, but I feel like, especially since it's anime and it's a samurai of all things, made by MAPPA, like I'm gonna like it. It's just that's how it works with them. Everything they make, I kind of just, you know, yeah. I'm banging of it. But there's some things I don't like about, you know, the black representation that I won't get into because I know that's not the podcast is about right now.
And just to clarify, so I won't say too much about it. Marcel is black, just saying.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, it would be kind of weird if I was saying this stuff and I was white. Yeah, that's like a little questionable.
I will say though, I don't want to get into it too much, but I will say though, when you try to force stuff like that, it's not good for anybody. It's not good for the viewers. Exactly. It's not good for the people who made it, and it's not good for the point you're trying to get across.
But yeah. But we're not going to get into it because we might get ruled. We might get bullied.
Thank you for selling project for coming out.
Yeah, I mean. thank you. I like being here talking for an hour about anime.
let's make it 10 hours.
Literally talking about an hour
episode. We're gonna talk about how music isn't the way it used to be. I can talk about for a long time. Actually, no, double topics. We're gonna talk about how music isn't the way it used to be, and how animations, TV, like cartoons, like, you know, Young Justice and stuff like that, how it's not.
We will go on for that for hours bro. I spend 2 hours minimum talking about that. Friends? Oh, all right, you know what? No, don't spoil nothing yet. No, wait. Don't say no.
How am I spoiling?
Nah, I'm saying, bro, you don't want to go too much into, like, you know what I mean? You don't want to go too much into the episode. Yes.
All right. So, thanks you guys for listening in. And until next time, see ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.